Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we love to start our show with something uplifting. Spread love everywhere you go. We've got some great events that are happening, and I want to make sure to mention the Banana Festival that's happening today at 10 o'clock at Port Hueneme. Get out there and enjoy it. And, of course, I am excited to bring our first guest on, Deb Jeffers. She's the Executive Director, American Cancer. And, of course, we're talking about Making Strides movement. And we want to invite you Saturday, October 8th. Let's welcome her on. Deb, thank you. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I'm really excited to have Deb Jeffers on our line. Deb, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, thank you so much.
So tell us, everybody, a little bit about, and of course I do want to mention Deb Jeffers is the Executive Director, Central California and Hawaii and Guam, I guess you would say, right? And of course we're talking about American Cancer Society and we're talking about making strides against breast cancer. And I'm so excited for another year. I know we've been kind of on hold a little bit, but that really doesn't hold cancer. But because of the pandemic, we are back and we are strong. Deb, talk to us a little bit about everything.
Yeah, we are so excited to be back in person. COVID, of course, took a hit on a lot of things and it did on cancer. So we are back doing our Making Strides walk again this year in person at the Ventura Harbor Village, October 8th. Registration starts at 8 and the walk starts at 9 with a little opening ceremonies. And we're super excited to be back in person and fighting this, you know, breast cancer. It's so prevalent. And we just want to make sure that, you know, we're really focusing on women and men that have breast cancer survivors and those that we have lost to make sure that we're funding the research for this disease.
And Deb, tell everybody, you guys are, American Cancer Society is the nation's nonprofit leader in breast cancer, correct?
Correct, we are.
Yeah, and so all the work and all the things that we do is actually helping to save lives and fund the future of breast cancer. So how can our listeners get involved in all this?
You know, they can, go to Walk Strides Ventura. On the website, they can come out the day of, they can donate, they can volunteer, they can call me, 805-245-2475, and get involved. We just want it, you know, it's a fun event, it's a short event, it's probably not even 4 hours. It's just a great time for your community and your family and friends to get together and walk and support breast cancer awareness.
And how many people do they need on a team, or how does that work? Let's talk a little bit about that.
It could be one person, and it could
okay,
be 500
so
people. There's not a stress whatsoever. No,
okay.
And there's not a minimum you have to raise. We just want you to come out. We're going to raise some money, and we're going to have a really good time.
There you go. And who are some of your sponsors, and if maybe we could share a little bit about that?
UCLA Health is our presenting sponsor. They do amazing things in the community up and down the Central Coast, not just in Ventura and Oxnard, but, of course, we have one in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara and, of course, L.A. And then Gold Coast Health Plan, and Chevrolet is coming back with their pink vehicles,
oh,
so we're excited
awesome.
About that.
Yep. Yeah.
They always have a really good time. They have a great booth. They've got some pink vehicles you can sit in and take your picture, and the team that comes out with Chevy is always a lot of fun. We just enjoy them.
That's great. That's great. And again, we want everybody, it's Saturday, October 8th, and it starts at 8 o'clock It's 8 to 12 over at the Harbor Village, which is a beautiful place. You know, spend the morning with us over at the beach, right? And that's 1583 Spinnaker Drive. Where and how do they register?
They can go online to Making Strides of Greater Ventura County.
Okay.
And just go on there and register as a participant. If you're a survivor, we'd love to have you. We have a little survivor bag for you. And, you know, it's really all about those people that are fighting this disease. Whether you walked out of a doctor's office yesterday and heard you have breast cancer, you're a survivor. So we would really love to have you there and celebrate you and your family.
And is there a cost or anything to it so that our listeners, you know ahead of time?
There is not a cost. We just ask that you to donate.
Okay.
There's no registration fee or anything like that. So we just want everyone to come out and have a really good time with us and wear your pink.
I love it. And, of course, that pink is my color, and I love it. And, of course, joining in this is really just Making Strides movement to help save lives and fund the future of breast cancer research and programs. And, again, you know, I thank all of you for what you do. Deb, I know how hard you work at this, and all of your, you know, people that your team. So, again, I just want to give out the date one more time. It's Saturday, October 8th, and it starts at 8 a.m. till 12. Bring your walking shoes, and of course, we're talking about Harbor Village, 1583 Spinnaker Drive, and registration actually starts at 8 a.m., and the walk begins at 9. So, again, Deb, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show.
Kim, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You got it. You have a great rest of your day. Thank you again.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Welcome back, everyone. And again, my next guest is Dr. Ken Duckworth. And, of course, we're going to be talking about mental illness. This is a big thing right now since the pandemic. And, of course, his newest book, You Are Not Alone. Let's bring Dr. Ken Duckworth on. And, of course, many of us, and I am so aware of this, that we need this more in our world now than ever before. And, of course, mental health issues can be incredibly challenging to families, to individuals, and also to people that are isolated. So, Dr. Duckworth, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for taking this conversation up to the next level, Kim, and I'm grateful to be your guest.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about, for our listeners that might not know, what is NAMI? I'm very aware of this, and I wholeheartedly support this. So thank you.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness has been around for 42 years. It's the largest group of people who live with mental health conditions and their families. It's an amazing group. There are 700 affiliates across the country. They provide free education, support groups. There's multiple groups in the Los Angeles area, for example. This is a free resources where you can find somebody who's like you, you can learn from them, and you may be able to help other people, which is very empowering.
And I love that. Dr. Duckworth, you actually are the author of You Are Not Alone, and I love that title right there, because so many families, you know, that you see them, you know, just in life, okay, maybe they're having somebody act out, and the parents go, oh, gosh, don't look at me. I feel so alone, you know, or maybe a husband, maybe a wife, maybe, you know, I mean, just as we get older, our bodies and our minds change. So there's so many things that, and especially with the pandemic, the mental illness in America is very prevalent.
Kim, the mental health aspects of the pandemic actually, I think, changed this conversation. I'm not sure anybody would have wanted this book 5 or 10 years ago. But now that mental health became a we problem, people are seeing it in their own homes, in their own families, due to isolation, grief, uncertainty, and stress. I think mental health used to be a they problem. And now I think people consider it a we problem. And this is why I thought now's the moment I could write the book that I always felt that I needed, Kim. If I may, I'll just tell you, my dad had very bad bipolar disorder when I was 8 years old. The police dragged him out of the house. Nobody talked about it. We moved 400 miles to Michigan from Philadelphia. Mm. And as an 8-year-old boy, I'm like, what's the thing that is so strong that it could move a family 400 miles, but you can't talk about it? This is the reason I became a psychiatrist, Kim. I wasn't a science whiz. I was not like, you know, the king of the Bunsen burner in fifth grade. Like, that just wasn't my thing. But I loved him, and I thought, what could help him? Because we can't talk about it. Then as a psychiatrist, I train in Boston at one of the Harvard programs. I would go to my local bookstore, and I'm like, okay, where's the practical book? Where you have real advice from, you know, the best researchers in the country, but more importantly, real people who share what they've learned. And every 5 years, I'd go and I'd look for that book extensively. At this point, I decided, the heck with it. I'm going to write it. I gave the copyright to NAMI. All the royalties from this book go to this mission.
Oh, you gave me chills. You know, I have 4 children, and one of my sons had very bad depression and bipolar. And so I could definitely, you know, see, thank God he's, you know, gotten so much better. But there was no resources at the time, like you were saying. And, you know, and so it is really important to not feel alone. So I love your book, and I would love you to send us a couple copies
of course.
Give to our listeners. Okay, that would be really great. So let me ask you, what are resources available for people struggling with mental health? I've also been a hair therapist for many years, and I know that I see so many people that are still isolated at home and really don't leave. I mean, they haven't even been to a restaurant. I'm like, it's time to get back into life. And so I know that there's still people out there that are struggling.
I think what happened with the isolation is it compounded people's risk for mental health concerns. So isolation and loneliness are not themselves mental health conditions, but they contribute. And the stress, the uncertainty, and loss and grief have made it all. So I'm glad your son is doing well, and I'm glad he got the help he needed. One of the key themes in the book, people do well a lot of the time. You can get help. You can live with these conditions. You don't have to hide from it. You don't have to be afraid of it. There's new science, there's new strategies, and people are trying them. And I interviewed a number of people from the Los Angeles area, and they're working the problem in their own lives in different ways, and some of their ideas might help you.
I love that. I love that. So who would benefit from reading this book? It sounds like anybody. Anybody that's either acknowledged it, maybe doesn't know what that feeling is, or has a family member, correct?
I think it's hard to think of many people that wouldn't be candidates to read this book. But I think that, you know, these things are so common. Tens of millions of people have these problems and challenges. And if you add their families, we're now into 100 million people. So it's a big audience. And I think the book is groundbreaking in that it does something that no one had ever done before, which is it invites real people, use their names, where they're from, and say, this is what I went through. I had bipolar disorder. I tried A, it didn't work. I tried B, it didn't work. C and D made a big difference for me. And I want you to be able to identify with that reader. If I had this book when I was a kid, Kim, my life would have been completely different. In fact, I probably wouldn't have become a psychiatrist. I probably would have been teaching history. And I was like, I became a psychiatrist to understand what the heck was this. And that's kind of how my life turned out, which has all been very positive for me in the end. But I wanted this resource, and I still didn't see it, so I decided to take it on.
And let me ask you, okay, as being a psychiatrist, you deal with, obviously, tons of people. What is the first sign or the first feeling of knowing that I need help, I need guidance?
The first chapter in the book is, do I need help? So, you know, I spend 40 pages dealing with the question of how might you know? What are the best screening tools? What are the ways that you could perceive things? It's not easy to observe these things in ourselves. We all tend to normalize our own experience. That's extremely human. So having a support network, a primary care doctor or pediatrician, if you have a child that you believe in, and you could say, hey, I'm noticing A and B. I'd like to just talk about it a little bit. I think these are really invaluable strategies.
I love that. And how can my listeners find out more information and how do they get your book?
The book is available everywhere, from Amazon to your local bookstore to Barnes & Noble. And I mentioned all the royalties go to NAMI. So you're buying a book that'll help you, your family, and it'll also be advancing this shared mission that you and I have, Kim. Mental health has to be part of health. NAMI.org, the National Institute of Mental Health, NIMH.org. There's a lot of great resources out there. If you go to a NAMI group or contact one of the 700 affiliates, you will be greeted with love and open arms. People want to support you, and they want you to join. So, you know, while it's the biggest organization in America, I can't tell you how many people have said, if only I'd find NAMI 5 years ago, it would have saved my marriage. It would have made such a difference for my daughter. And one of the reasons I wanted to write the book is I want NAMI to become more of a household name. I'm delighted that you know about NAMI, provides all these free resources, but a lot of people still don't, Kim.
I love it. I love it. Dr. Ken Duckworth, and of course, author of You Are Not Alone, and again, Chief Medical Officer of NAMI. I so appreciate you being here, and again, I will share this and share this with everyone. If you could send us a couple books, and if any of my listeners are really in need of something like this, please reach out to me. And again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim.
Have a great day.
Bye now.
Thank you so much for joining us here. And of course, we're going to be talking with Jen Tardy and Dr. Merle Diamond. And you know, sometimes you just don't know if you have a headache or a migraine. They're going to talk to us a little bit more about that. Let's welcome them. Good morning. Thank you for being here. And of course, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, today we're going to be talking about headaches. Headaches, but is it a headache or is it a migraine? Oh, excuse me. I was walking and my phone is talking to me. And so I am so excited that everyone is here. And of course, joining me is Jen, and we are talking about, let me just start all over just because my phone threw me off here.
You're fine.
Okay, perfect. I'm so sorry. Okay, anyways, we are talking about headaches or migraines and understanding the impact of a migraine in the workplace. And, of course, there was a recent Harris Poll survey talking about this. And joining me today is Jen Tardy. And, of course, we're talking about really Jen is, is really – oh, my gosh, hold on, is an inclusive recruiting expert and career coach. Jen, I'm excited to talk to you about that because so many people are looking for career coaches and also being recruited to the perfect place. So thank you so much for being here. And then, of course, joining us also is Dr. Diamond. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit more about migraines. And, you know, that's really an interesting thing because so many people think, is it a headache? And what are the symptoms, and what can they do about it? So welcome. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, so talk to us. Let's start off with you, Jen. Why are you joined with us, and do you have headaches, or are you suffering with those kind of things?
So I am happy to be here with Dr. Diamond, partnering with AbbVie on really getting the word out. That is the reason why I'm here today, getting the word out, just number one, that migraine is the second leading cause of disability in the world, and it impacts both individuals and it impacts businesses, but it doesn't have to be that way. And so, so through talking about key findings from the survey results, and sharing some messages on how to have great conversations, that's the main impact that I hope to make today in our conversation.
I love that. I love that. And Dr. Diamond, talk to us. What is a migraine?
So migraine is generally a genetic disorder. It is a complex neurologic disease where patients have episodes of severe pain, moderate to severe pain, which is usually throbbing, sometimes some nausea, sometimes vomiting, sometimes light and noise sensitivity. And the biggest thing that unites patients in migraine is that it has very high disability. So patients often miss time from work or other activities, and people can have somewhere between 3 and 4 attacks a month. Some people have more. It can have a significant impact on your life.
So I'm hoping that as we talk about the brighter side of life, what can you do to help these people that really, I mean, want to be at work, want to have, you know, a successful life, and how can we prevent some of these things that are happening?
Well, let's just talk about the survey results first and some of the key findings that can sort of lead to what we can do. So as I mentioned before, AbbVie sponsored a survey of 1,000 individuals age 18 plus in the US and who are experiencing migraines and just its impact on the workplace. And some of those key findings include 78% have mentioned that they're experiencing presenteeism, which means that they're present in the workplace, but when a migraine attack happens, that there's a loss in productivity. And 66% mentioned that they feel that there's this level of stigma that's attached to when they need to request time away or time off to manage through their migraine, or even 87% that mentioned that they wish that they could reduce the number of attacks at work. And coming out of the survey as well are recommendations for accommodations from the survey respondents, which includes things like soft lighting, a designated quiet area, paid sick leave, or even time off.
And how did the employers react to these? Was there any finding in regards to that?
One of the things that we do know that's not specifically in this survey, but one of the things that we do want to make sure that we get the word out about too is that if we can look at this information in these survey results, and as employers, if we can have proactive conversations. So as an example, mm-hmm. if we already know that it's a second leading cause of disability in the world, we know that it's not just one or two people within our organizations, especially when you're talking about tens of thousands of employees. It's very prevalent. And so being proactive in our conversations with our entire team about ways in which you as an employer are creating a more migraine-friendly workplace, it just creates more inclusivity. It creates a safer work environment.
I love that. And really, it's just making people really aware of this. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, we kind of went through the symptoms and how people tell if they have a headache or migraine. But what are some of the preventative treatments and options for migraines, Dr. Diamond?
Yeah, so about 30 to 40% of our patients who have migraine disease probably need preventive therapy. And there's a medication called Qulipta, which is a daily, once a day, oral tablet that patients can take to prevent migraine in episodic migraine, which means you have less than 15 headache days per month. And it can significantly reduce disability and the frequency of attacks. So having a good therapy is really critical. It can cause some constipation, sometimes some nausea, and sometimes some fatigue. So it's important to talk to your healthcare provider about your migraines, get a diagnosis, and get a treatment.
Really good stuff here. At least we have some things that we can remedy this. And of course, Jen, how do we find out more about you and, of course, your business?
I'll actually turn that question over to Dr. Diamond.
So to find out more about the survey and all the work we're doing in migraine, go to Qulipta.com, 1-855-QULIPTA.
Perfect. And thank you both of you for giving us some really good relief here and, of course, sharing the Harris Poll survey with us, working through migraines. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having us.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sunshine, I got a love and I know that it's all mine. Oh, Hi, it's Kim Pagano, and I want to invite you to join forces with the American Cancer Society, the nation's nonprofit leader in the breast cancer fight. Join the Making Strides movement. Help save lives and fund the future of breast cancer research and programs. That's happening Saturday, October 8th, 8 to 12 p.m., Harbor Village, 1583 Spinnaker Drive. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Walk begins at 9. See you there.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Manhattan of Camarillo is an Italian-inspired restaurant located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley that offers something for everyone. Their menu is made up of multi-regional classic Italian dishes with an extensive wine list. For a bit more of a casual atmosphere, come join Trivia Nights on Thursdays in the Madison Beer Garden with a full bar of craft beer selections Fridays and Saturdays. Enjoy live music with local talent, and be sure to check out the dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine banquet room holds up to 40 people, perfect for any professional or special occasion. On Wednesday nights, be sure to check out their signature three-course menu for $25. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Call Manhattan of Camarillo today to make your reservation at 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Great. Kathy Buccio is going to be joining us. She is a lifestyle expert and TV host. And as the nights get a little darker earlier, fall is a busy time for most of us. And so she's going to give us some time-saving meals and deals that we can all use. Let's bring her on.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, fall is a busy time of year for most of us, and during a busy week and work, and many of us are simply looking for some easy meal options that won't break the bank. And I love this. We're all looking for more time, but of course, you know, we all have the same 24 hours in the day, but we can find things that save time and money, right? And so, of course, I am so excited to have Kathy Buccio here with us. And of course, you are you're going to share some of your stuff with us. You're expert in all that good stuff of really some solutions for the fall. So thank you so much, Kathy.
Kim, thank you so much for having me. I wish I could add more hours to the day. I wish I could do that.
Wouldn't
that
be great?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, it really would, because I feel like I wake up so early, and by the end of the time, I'm like, okay, yeah. So
right, you're
and
like,
I realize
that's it.
How important sleep is now. So it's like you don't want to like take off on that end, but you know. So, anyways, we are excited, and of course, I do want to just mention that Kathy Buccio is a TV host, lifestyle expert.
producer and influencer with over 20 years. You must have started when you were a baby, right?
I had my first internship at the age of 20. 20 was my first internship.
Wow. Good
yes.
for you.
I interned at Access you. Hollywood, and then it was, that's where, you know, the 20 years started.
History after that. I love it. I love it. And you actually, you have two children, right?
I have two little ones who started school today, a very excited fifth grader who we talk about time. She was up at 4:30 this morning, Kim, because she was just so excited to get out the door. And she doesn't have to be there till 8:30, but she was up at 4:30. And then I have a six-year-old boy who is excited for
turning seven. A woman after my own heart, right?
Me too.
Oh, okay. There you go. I've got three little seven-year-olds and one little four-year-old grandchildren. And let me tell you, oh my gosh, they are so excited to get back to school. So I think this, and I think my daughters are too, right? You know?
I think, you know what? I'm going to say that the moms are probably a lot more excited than the kids.
I think you're right. I'm going to back you on that one. So anyways, well, so tell us a little bit, you know, God, I can't believe that we're so close to the holidays. And
I can't believe
but
it.
Not only that, it's like, where did this year go? And so it's kind of like, let's get organized. Mm-hmm. Let's figure out our timing and money saving solutions. So I'm so excited to share this with everyone and to have you on my show.
I'm excited to share too. As I said, yes, I might be a lifestyle expert, mom of two, but you know, I'm constantly learning and evolving. And this thing that we call time management, I love the word you use, easy. We definitely want easy. Mm-hmm. We want to save time. So, you know, it is, I feel like time is just getting easier, you know, post pandemic, you know, life is semi getting back to normal with back to school, back to work. My schedules are getting busier, to-do lists longer, but we really want to try to organize and set some attainable, realistic goals. At the end of the day, listen, we're human. We're trying to do the best we can. We're not robots. So prioritize three or five things that we really want done. And where can we save time? And for me, that's spending less time in the kitchen. I don't love the kitchen. I'll be honest. My husband mm-hmm. loves the kitchen. Thankfully, I don't love the kitchen. I do cook sometimes. But what I do is, hey, I'm the cool mom that gets the takeout, right? So we're going to do that.
I
we're going to treat
it.
Ourselves once in a while. We're going to get some KFC. I love KFC. Loved it since I was a kid. And so that's how we treat ourselves. We're going to go. We're going to get some KFC. We're going to see what they have to offer. We're going to enjoy a meal around the dining table and use our time wisely, productively, and being with one another.
Kathy, you know what? I'm so glad that you just said that because honestly, you know what? There's so many times that I love to cook, but let me tell you, if I want to entertain or I want to spend good quality mm-hmm. family time and look into their eyes, and so I will go out to like KFC or any of these great places and I'll take them out of the package and put them on the nice plate. And guess what? It's still a great meal. So, and you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. So I love that idea.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter. Listen, I love that you do the pretty presentation. I really do. I mean, I want to be in your dining table. I mean, for me, it's
there
like, we're going to put that bucket in the middle. We're going to do that family meal if it's the whole family. And, you know, it's more than that. It's about connecting. I feel like we all connect around the dinner table. And one of the mm-hmm. things I've really been trying to do, and I hope I read this and I started to do it in my family, is that we're so quick to sit around and be like, oh my God, I had the longest day, or I have so much homework, or like, oh, this person bothered me, or I have so much work. And instead say, time out. We're sitting around this great meal with that KFC bucket, right? But let's talk about things mm-hmm. that we loved about our day. Everybody goes around, you say one thing about your day that you love, something that really went great. And let's start on a positive note, because that's really, you know, food brings us together, but it's also about that quality time and making the most of our time, which is really what we're talking about here. You know, not just in our meal, but in our family life together.
Well, you hit the right radio show here, because we are all about the brighter side of life. And of course, life happens to us every mm-hmm. single day, but it's how we walk through it. And I have always done that with my kids, kind of a gratitude list. Name
yes.
two things that really just brightened your day today. And
yes.
they always like, really, mom, do we have to? And you know what? Now they do it in their own homes. And you know what? Once you kind of turn your frown into a smile, you can't be unhappy. And there's
exactly.
always something to be grateful for. So good for you that you follow the same thing.
I think that's important. You know what? And like, doesn't it make the chicken so much tastier when we're in a good mood too?
It absolutely does. I love it. And you know what's funny? I have to just share. I remember when you know, we would invite my mom to dinner. She's passed away since then. But I would say, she's like, where are we going? Mom, it doesn't matter about the food. It's that we're going to be together. And really, that's what life's about, is just being together. Whether you have the perfect meal or not, doesn't really matter. It's about that quality time that we share.
It really is about the quality time. But you know what? I do have to say, though, I do have to say that the meal, Kim, it is a little bit important, only because,
oh my God,
you know what's it?
Absolutely.
You don't want to hear any complaints from the kids, right? You stepped out of that kitchen. You want to be, I mean, I bet your daughters, they want to be serene too. So, you know, you want to make sure that we have something really tasty. And that's why for me, okay, yes, it's a perk, but it never happens. But mom loves KFC. The kids love KFC. So we know that it's going to be yummy. It's going to be filling. Mm. And also, it's going to be affordable. You know, one of the things I think that a lot of strain on family right now is, you know, with inflation and prices going up, grocery bills going up, sometimes you want to catch a break. You want to catch a break. Right. You want to have a good meal. You don't want to have to sacrifice something yummy or something with quality. And I think it's okay. I mean, I think KFC also is a type of brand that knows that too. And that's why they have these combos and they have these specials. You know, we're talking about the two-piece drum and thigh combo they have for $6. You know, for $6, you can get the
$6, you can't even beat that. Yeah. No. And you know what is really good? Even if you get a little extra, and guess what? That's their lunch for tomorrow and your husband.
Exactly.
So there you go.
You're on the right track. So let's say you get this and it has the mashed potatoes and the biscuits and a drink, or maybe you get the $5 KFC mac and cheese bowl that they have going on right now and you have extra, guess what? Pack it up for lunch the next day, or maybe pack it up for yourself, or, you know, and you can meal prep a little bit with some of these KFC orders that you have. So it's all about, you know, kind of being smart and stretching that dollar. Because I think right now we really just want to be able to get a bang for our buck.
I totally agree. Let me ask you, Kathy, we always talk about the brighter side of life. And since you are putting together so many amazing tips and time-saving solutions, what is your favorite brighter side of life that just helps you every day just go, oh, I got off my list, or, oh, I shared this?
You know, I love something I've been doing, and now that my kids are back at school, I can do it a little more. And it really changes the dynamic of my day. Kim, I love going for a walk. I live right by Brooklyn Bridge Park. Mm-hmm. We have beautiful scenery right on the river of Lower Manhattan. And let me tell you, I'll drop off my kids at school, pop in, get a cup of tea, and I go for a walk. I go for a walk where I try to get my 10,000 steps in, if not at least close to it. But I just go and walk. And I feel that really changes my day, because as you know, as moms or anyone, you wake up and I feel like I have a running to-do list the moment I open my eyes. So it really needs to be centered and ground myself. And the walk really helps me. And I feel like that sort of sets the tone for my day.
I have to 100% agree with you. I walk every single morning with either, you know, a podcast in or just my dogs, and just kind of like just taking in the day and enjoying my day. I love that you said that. That is probably the biggest tip that's helped my body. Just, it's almost like it just loosens it up. It starts, it's just great. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's a great tip. And I hope that listeners take that tip. Just take that, you know, if you have somebody to walk with, or you're just walking by yourself, just be in that moment. Kathy, how do our listeners find out more about KFC and, of course, about you?
Absolutely, Kim. Well, if they want, they have to download the app. I think it's a must. It just takes a few seconds, and it'll save you so much time to get your next meal. You can download the app or go to KFC.com. Everything we talked about, the combos and the specials that are running through the fall, you're going to find that on there as well. And you can find me on Instagram at Kathy Buccio TV.
There you go. You have a great rest of your day. And
you too,
Kim. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow. at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Hi, it's Kim Pagano, and I want to invite you to join forces with the American Cancer Society, the nation's nonprofit leader in the breast cancer fight. Join the Making Strides movement to help save lives and fund the future of breast cancer research and programs. That's happening Saturday, October 8th, 8 to 12 p.m., Harbor Village, 1583 Spinnaker Drive. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Walk begins at 9. See you there.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And again, thank you so much for staying with us all the way to the end. My last guest is Patricia Schultz. She's been on before. And of course, Why We Travel is her book, 100 Reasons to Get Up and Go. And I've been actually doing some traveling, so this is going to be fun to talk with her a little bit more about it. 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, which we've already had her on. And of course, now her newest book is Why We Travel, 100 Reasons to See the World. Patricia Schultz, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course, how you started writing all these books. Have you always dreamed of traveling?
Oh, yes. It was certainly what got me up and off the couch and never really allowed me to come back home in the greater sense of the expression. But, you know, my earliest memory ever, and I always say this because I think we need to begin with this notion that, well, I didn't travel with my family, but so many of us did not. And I didn't either, except once a year, every August, and it was to the Jersey Shore. So it wasn't extravagant. It wasn't, you know, crazy over the top. We didn't go skiing here or, you know, safarying there. I mean, we went to, you know, the ocean, but it was time away from home. It was the sense of discovery. It was special time with my family. It was a removal from everything that was comfortable and my little bubble. And it was a great sense of adventure. And I want to think that when you instill that in kids, you know, maybe they don't remember specifics or details or names or, you know, the cities they visited or what they ate, but they will have that development of character where there's an appreciation for other things and other people and hearing other languages. And it, within the U.S., it doesn't even need to be, you know,
out of exactly.
Elaborate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, I've you know, it's. And, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I think
was just
that's
going
wonderful.
To say that,
no.
That that's where it started, and that's where, you know, that kind of got me on my way, and I like to think that, you know, the path was laid out for me because thank you to my parents who themselves never traveled internationally and never traveled much beyond the Jersey Shore. At least I kept going.
Right. Well, it's really interesting. I've got four children, and we had kind of a family reunion, you know, and it was like, where do you want to go? And of course, they wanted to go back to a local lake that we used to go to with our, you know, camping and boating and that kind of thing. And I thought, you could go anywhere, but it was the memories that we made there. And so now my husband and I, we've been traveling in our motorhome and seeing the world. And it's so interesting to see the different beaches and the beauty and the people and the way other people live. And so, you know, it is funny. I think when you're in the midst of raising your children and you've got only a little bit of time off for your school time, you know, you don't reach out very far because you have responsibilities. But I really, I love this book, you know, of 100 reasons to see the world. There's so much world out there, and we do live kind of in a bubble, right?
Yeah, and it's very, like you said, it's just so easy. Everybody's always tired, it seems, especially if you're raising four kids. My hat off to you for having done it successfully, I'm sure, times four. But, you know, oftentimes I do feel like I need to come back and I need a vacation from my vacation. It's not necessarily relaxing and, you know, nobody sleeps in really. There's just too much to do. There's too much on your plate. But I think the exhilaration of it and the fact that, you know, it's a new world, it's a new place, and it's, you know, the idea that it opens up your horizons is an old expression that just rings true today and every day forward. You know, it opens up your head and your heart, and it's all the people that you meet along the way as well. You know, it's new places, sure, and I've got 1,000 places for you, but it's all of the experience that you bring home with you, and the interaction and the exchange with people. You know, maybe it's your Uber driver or your guide or, you know, the park ranger at Glacier National Park that, you know, had it all come alive for you. And I think every experience is a $1 million takeaway, and it all becomes a little bit a part of who you are, and it builds our character and our children's character as well. So my encouragement is just to do as much as you can. You know, we all have limitations of energy and of time and money. Those are always the things that will determine, you know, where we go and how long we stay away and how we travel and all of that. But given those limitations, it's just a shame when we choose to take that time and, you know, clean the closets or paint the deck or, you know, mow the lawn.
Yeah. The chores is what you're talking about, right? Yeah, I love that. You know, it's interesting you talked about the park ranger or the people that you meet. I've met, you know, my husband and I have been to Ecuador about 4 times. And I've met people that have been on my show that I met walking down the beach, and they ended up being an author that came out to write a book. And there's people that we camped next to, and they were, you know, delightful. And they were, you know, they left me a little message saying, you know, I hope our journeys pass again, you know, or cross again. And so there is people like that. And it's so, gosh, get out of your own way and see the world. A lot of people are actually afraid to travel. Do you agree with that?
Fear is a big, we can call it whatever we want, but I think if you boil it down, it's just fear, and it's totally understandable. And I'm,
absolutely,
the first one to raise my hand. But I think you just need to get beyond that. And it doesn't take much to get beyond that. And they say that everything we do in life is either from fear or from love. So you just have to lean mm-hmm. into the love and know that the love of travel and everything you know it guarantees, it's kind of like a guarantee. Because if it's a great trip, it's a wonderful trip. And if it's a bad trip, it's still experience. And how bad can the trip be at the end of the day? So your flight gets canceled, but there's always a silver lining or this, always a monkey wrench thrown into a well-planned trip. But oftentimes those moments are what, regale you with these incredible experiences that turn out to be a highlight of your vacation. So I hope this book, it's visually beautiful and it's filled with all kinds of inspiration. I hope it encourages people now that we can travel again and the world is opening up. We've grown very complacent because we needed to stay home and lockdown and all of that. But things are changing quickly and only for the better. And I hope people take this opportunity to get up and go. It's a big world. And like you said, the possibilities really are endless and embarrassing.
And you know what? You are so right. We have been locked down and that is scary in its own self. And there is a comfort of being in your own little walls and with your own family. And yet at the same time, I'm looking through your book right now and a journey can make your own home all sweeter. I was in Ecuador and bought these beautiful blankets home. And, so you just buy little trinkets that you bring home to remind you of where you've been in life. And so I love that. And I love all the little quotes that you have in your book. Tell our listeners what we're going to find in your book.
Well, first and foremost, I think that, when you page through a book, especially if there's a photograph or 5 or 10, this book is almost entirely photographs with everything kind of embedded on it. And visually and color-wise, I think it just jumps off the page. And that's how I've always seen travel, all of the scents and smells and places and times and the visuals, the colors and the, exotic blends of all cultures and everything. Travel to me has just always been very visceral too. And in this book, which is not a big book, and that's why I think it's a great gift book for yourself or for mm-hmm. people in your life that you wish were a little bit more adventurous or who are married to their jobs and think that they can wait until they retire with this bet that we're going to be able to finally travel when we have the time and oftentimes that ever happens. So I think, carpe diem, make it happen now as much as down the road. But there are quotes, there are aphorisms, there's inspiration, there's anecdotes and a lot of stories that have happened to me over time. There are travel hacks and ways to make certain things happen, how to, consider or entertain the thoughts of travel in different ways that maybe you hadn't entertained before. Different options, my favorite places, some of my favorite places around. My favorite places are 1,000 places long, but these are some of the standout destinations to me that have always been special to me, the kind of guarantee you're going to come home talking about it for the rest of your life. And just an accumulation of everything that in the end hopefully works to encourage people and to have them understand that life is so short and there are no guarantees and whatever brings us joy, whatever it is, we need to do more of it now that, again, we can and now that it's available to us again. Because as Americans, we can travel pretty easily. This past summer has been a challenge and, everybody's hearing about the complications and the delays and they see their suitcase a week after they come back. But things have happened.
I just had that experience. Yeah. But you know what? What really shouts out to me, I'm looking at this one page and it says some things are just better experienced alone. And it's this ocean that this lady's in there reading a book. And oh my gosh, I just actually took a woman's trip. And, I haven't been alone because I have 4 children, 4 grandchildren, my husband, and I enjoy traveling. But I went and I got my own hotel room at a women's conference. And oh my gosh, I have to tell you, my husband's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm more than okay. I have my makeup all split out. I have all my outfits on, you know. There is a time that it just, I don't know, you know, but to see all these wonderful places, you know, and to feel alive within yourself. Patricia Schultz, I love your book. And
oh, thank you.
Where do we find your book? I'd love to talk to you further, but I know that we are both on limited time.
I'm happy to say that it can be found just about everywhere. So we always encourage and support our independent travel, booksellers. But, of course, mm-hmm. it's available online, too, for the convenience of buying it through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books A Million, et cetera. So it is quite available, and I hope people embrace it the way that we have, and the way that you have as well. I really appreciate your enthusiasm because you sound like mm-hmm. a real traveler. Nobody travels as much as we would like to, but those times that we have traveled have left with us the realization that it's exciting, and we hopefully, you know, will carry that enthusiasm forward with us, and you certainly do. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for putting this book out there. And honestly, you know what? I challenge my listeners right now, even if it's a trip for a couple of days just to get away, you kind of come back with a whole new, light of life. So thank you, Patricia. I'd love to talk to you again longer. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Truly the brighter side of life. All right. Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patricia. That was really fun hearing about all your experiences. And I thank you all for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, I end my show with a moment of happiness. Success is a journey, not a destination. With that, I hope you get out to all these great events that are happening, and I'll talk to you next week. It might seem crazy.